Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Coulter. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God, and we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today. And restoring the love of God is one of the most important things that we can do. The love, our love to God, that's what needs to be restored. There is no question concerning God's love for us. But we limit God's love when we do not believe Him, when we do not return that love to Him. Now, in the book of Psalms, many of these Psalms were written by King David because he was a man who loved God with all his heart and mind and soul and being. And yes, he did sin, which is an example then we can have our sins forgiven. We don't come to God and say, oh God, look at all the good things that I have done. See, because there's nothing you can do from the outside that is going to earn you, how shall we say, good points with God. Isn't going to happen. However, God wants you to love Him as we have seen with all your heart, mind, and soul and being. Now notice what happens when that occurs. All of you who are parents, how much do you love your children when they come to you and say, Mom and Dad, I love you. And you say to them, I love you. Aren't you willing to do almost anything for them at that point? Now, turn it to the other side. What if your children come to you and say, I hate you. I can't stand you. You have all these rules and regulations for me. Don't tell me what to do. Does your love withdraw from them a bit? You still love them because they are your children. But what a terrible situation that is. Well, that's very akin to how people are with God. And yet, even if your children say that, when they really get in trouble, they come to you, don't they? Yes, indeed. And you still help them, don't you? Yes, you do. But what happens? Once everything is sort of solved, then they go back to their own way and begin hating you again. How do you like that? Well, that's how we have treated God. Have you treated God that way? Have you rejected what He has said? Well, God will still deal with you, but in an entirely different way. Now, we find here in the book of Psalms that David was a man who loved God. Now, we're going to see some of these Psalms and why this is so important. And it's a good example of our personal relationship with God the Father and Jesus Christ. It's a good example of how we can have our prayers heard. A good example of how we need to draw close to God. So that we can truly, as Jesus said, love God with all our heart and mind and soul and being. And God will love you back in many, many ways. Let's pick it up here in Psalm 18. And I like the way that this one starts out. Psalm 18, verse 1. I love you, O Lord, my strength. And we'll see here that the whole psalm shows he was delivered from his enemies. God intervened on his behalf because he loved him and prayed to him and obeyed him and followed him, gave his life completely into God's hands. That's what God wants from us. The Lord is my rock and my fortress, my deliverer, my rock in whom I take refuge. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower. All the protection. Now think about all the difficulties we live in today. Now, we'll go to Psalm 91 here in just a minute and see what kind of protection God offers, even in the midst of troubles, for those who love Him. Notice what he says here. Verse 3, I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. Now look at the trouble that David was in. Verse 4, the cords of death hemmed me in, and the floods of ungodliness assailed me. The cords of the grave surrounded me. The snares of death confronted me. In my distress. Don't we have a lot of stress today? Distress? Yes, indeed. What do you need to do then? Well, as David did, because he loved God. I will call on the Lord, and I cried to my God. Now notice, God will hear. God will answer. Prayer is the lifeline between you and God. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him into his ears. Then he performed a wondrous deliverance for David because he loved him. Do you have troubles in your life you need to be saved from? Do you have protection that you need, which only God can give? God has given his angels to serve those who are called to salvation, ministering spirits to watch over us, to be with us, to help us, to protect us. And I can look back in my life and see how many times God has delivered. Now, if you go to some of our sermons on CBCG, I have a sermon that explained what happened when I rolled my car over going at 70 miles an hour. And I know that the angels protected me because the car landed upright, and if I would have gone 15 feet further, I would have gone head on into cars coming the opposite way, and I would have been killed. I had not one thing happened to me except a little scratch from the mirror on the windshield. God protected me. Now here in Psalm 78, let's come and see what happens when people are in trouble. Even those who have forgotten God for a while, even those who have gone against God, God is merciful and loving and kind and will help them in their distress to show that he is God. Psalm 78, verse 30. They were not turned away from their lust, but while the food was still in their mouths, the wrath of God came upon them and killed the strongest of them. He struck down the chosen men of Israel. For all this they still sinned and did not believe his wonderful works. Is that how your life is? Well, you can turn to God with all your heart. That's what repentance is all about. Notice, therefore, he ended their days in vanity and their years in terror. And look at what is happening to us today because we don't love God. How can we receive the blessing of God as a nation when we don't want him around? How can the churches expect to have God bless what they are doing when they don't believe him? Oh, yes, they want the love of God, but they don't want to respond back to God. So this is the whole thing we are covering here. How did David respond to God? And how can that be a pattern for us? Okay. When he slew them, they sought him. They turned back and sought after God earnestly. Didn't that happen with 9/11? Oh, what a religious revival. God bless America. Everybody go to their churches and synagogues and temples and cathedrals Ask for God's mercy and help and understanding.
I want you all to know that America today is on bended knee in prayer for the people whose lives were lost here, for the workers who work here, for the families who mourn. This nation stands with the good people of New York City.
And the enthusiasm lasted 3 weeks. Back to the same old sins. See, that shows how people are well-intended. And when difficulties come, they really don't let it be a lasting thing in their lives. Verse 35, and they remembered that God was their rock and the Most High, God was their Redeemer. Nevertheless, they flattered him with their mouths, and they lied to him with their tongues, for their heart was not steadfast with him, neither were they faithful in his covenant. But notice, in spite of that, and think of what God has done to the people of America and Britain and people in the world. Even though they don't love him, even though they only run to him when they are in trouble. Notice verse 38. But he, being full of compassion, forgave their iniquity and did not destroy them. Yea, many times he turned his anger away and did not stir up all his wrath, for he remembered that they were but flesh, a wind that passes away and does not come again. And so God is there, many ways we don't even know. Now, living in all the troubles and trials and difficulties, living in a lawless society with sin, living in a society right now, even as we are speaking, are we facing another war? Are we facing a collapse of the economy? Are we facing the collapse of our government? Are we facing a dictatorship to take over us? Are we facing loss of job and loss of money, loss of home, loss of everything? Well, it's about time we turn to God and love Him. He'll have compassion on us. Now, let's see how God can do it for those who love Him. That's important. So if you love God, in spite of everything that goes on around, let's come to Psalm 91. And I suggest that Psalm 91 would be a very good psalm to read very often, to help draw you back to God, to see what God can do in answering your prayers, because He loves you because you love Him. Notice, verse 1, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Now, here's a tree, here's its shadow. You look straight through, you don't see the shadow. The only time you can see the shadow is when you get right up next to the tree and you're in the shadow. So that's the way God's protection is. It can be invisible to other people around. Notice, here's what David said because he loved him. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I will trust, because he loves God and God loves him. Surely he will deliver you from the fowler's trap and from the destroying pestilence. And those things are coming. They are coming. So what are we going to do? We've got to turn to God. Yes, there are certain physical things we can do so that we can exist in some of the difficulties that are coming. But look at, because of the love of God and because you love God, what He's going to do for you. Verse 4, He shall cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. The word of God is true. His commandments are true. His laws are true. All the precepts of God are true from the beginning. And God is truth. And God loves you and God wants you. And remember, everything else all around you can fall apart, but God can protect you. God loves you. God wants your love back to Him.
Oh, it hit that. Oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no. I got glass in my back, but I got to check on these people.
Let's see what he tells us here in verse 5. Because of that love, you shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the plague that walks in darkness, nor for the destruction laying waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand. It shall not come near you. Think of that. Do you want that kind of protection in the days we're living in today, when these things come along? Well, if you love God, you will, because God loves you. Only with your eyes you shall behold and see the recompense of the wicked, because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, David is saying, even the Most High, your habitation. Now notice, doesn't say we won't have trouble, doesn't say we won't have trials, but God will deliver us out of them, and if it comes, it's not going to destroy us. Notice verse 10. No evil shall befall you, nor plague come near your dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. Now that is a fantastic thing, isn't it? That God loves you, will send the angels, will protect you, will watch over you. Think of that. That's why we are to love God with all our heart, with all our mind, with all our soul, with all our being. Look at what God gives back to us. And isn't that something? And then, at the end, eternal life. God loves his children. God loves those who love him. Do you love God? Do you obey his voice? Do you serve him? That's what God wants to know. Now let's continue here. They shall bear you up in their hands, lest you dash your foot against a stone. Now come down to verse 14. Here shows the reason. Because he has set his love upon me. That means because you have set your love upon God. Not your idols, not your favorite sports, not your favorite team, not your favorite anything. But you set your love on God.
It's just a diehard Bears fan. Love the team. Love the team. Hopefully we win the Super Bowl. I just do it, you know. Show them a dieharder and all the people, the fans that sit in their hands, they're not in my section. So.
Dogs! Go, 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 go.
Notice the end result of all of this. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. And that long life is eternal life. Do you want to live forever with God? Do you want to live forever with the children of God as glorified spirit beings? You know how Jesus looks in his glorified form? Like the sun in its full strength. And Jesus said that those who enter into the kingdom of God shall shine like the sun. Imagine that glory. See, God's plan is so great. It overcomes all the troubles and difficulties that we see and are confronted with. But we have to love God and believe Him and trust Him. Now let's come back to Psalm 31 and see how we are to react to God. Now, just before Jesus was arrested to be crucified, He was talking to His apostles, and He says, "Peace I leave with you." And He said, "In the world you shall have tribulation." So we will have trials and difficulties. But He said, "Have courage. I have overcome the world." Now, if Christ is dwelling in us, think of the love to God that we can have. Now let's read this psalm, Psalm 31 and verse 21. "Blessed is the Lord, for He has shown His wondrous loving kindness in a besieged city." Even in the midst of all trouble, like we read in Psalm 91, God gives you His loving kindness, His mercy, His graciousness, His goodness. "For I said in my haste, I am cut off before your eyes. Nevertheless, you heard the voice of my supplications when I cried to you." Because God hears and answers because we love Him. This is a tremendous thing. Now listen. On cbcg.org, we have 21 full sermons going in depth into the love of God. Now, you can download it online or you can order it and we will send it to you, because that's the most important thing for you to understand, that you can study the Word of God and learn to love God. And when you do, you will grow in faith, you will grow in trust, you will grow in confidence, especially in these troublous times that we are living in. Notice what David says here in verse 23. "Oh, love the Lord." How? "With all your heart, mind, and soul, and being. All you His saints, the Lord preserves the faithful and repays the proud doer. Be strong." It's like Jesus said, have courage. "And let your heart take courage, all you who hope in the Lord." And that's what God wants us to have. That's why you need to know the Word of God, the love of God, the truth of God, because you cannot solve spiritual problems with political or carnal means. There must be change of heart. There must be conversion. There must be the love of God to solve those problems. Now, we will see that. Let's come here to Psalm 62. This is quite a psalm. And we need to take these psalms and study them, apply them to our lives. Now, if you're having trouble praying, you take the Bible and you open it up to the psalms. And you start out your prayers by studying and reading the Psalms, and then let it apply to you, and let your words flow so that you can come to God. And in prayer, that is the connection where you learn to really love God. And when you do, and begin to understand the Bible, and you will find this, that because God's Spirit then will be with you, you will be reading and studying the Bible, and you will come along, and all of a sudden there will be things that just, bing, just like a flash of light, you will understand the Word of God, because God is the one who gives you understanding with it. If you are seeking Him and loving Him, He will respond to you. Now, that's why we have the prayers here in the Psalms, to help you understand every aspect of life, every relationship with God, to realize that He loves you and is for you and will help you and will intervene for you. Now, verse 1, Only for God does my soul wait in silence. Single-minded, single-purposed, singularity to God. Not anything else. From him comes my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I shall not be greatly moved. That is the stability that the love of God brings us. Is that what you want in your life? We have many things to help you with it. We have how to overcome sin. We have a series on, are you obsessed with sex? How do you overcome that? We have a series showing which is the proper day to worship on, Sabbath or Sunday. We have all of those things available. And you can download many, many things where you can study, where you can learn, where you can grow in the love of God, grow in the knowledge of God, and let your life be transformed the way that God wants it to be. And that is called conversion. Thank you for using these lessons and these teachings to help your life. That's why we are here. We are here so that you can love and find God in your life, and God can bless you. So until next time, this is Fred Coulter saying, so long, everyone.